new real one. So, you were born, excuse me, on what date?
Just for the 30th of May, 25.
Right, and where were you born?
A place called Sandhurst, which you probably know all about.
The army was Sandhurst, yeah. And what did your father do?
He was, he worked in a corn, mill where they sold, stuff for animals and that sort of thing.
Yeah. What did your mother do? Is she at
home? No, I didn't know my actual mother. She died before I was 2 years old. Mm-hmm. But I had a stepmother at a later date. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know my mother at all.
Right. And did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I got two brothers and a sister by my mother. And then I had two sisters and another boy by my stepmother's. Right. All together.
Right. So when you were growing up, it was quite a big family.
Yes.
Yeah. And where did you go to school?
Sandhurst, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of your school?
Yeah, Lower Sandhurst Council School.
Uh-huh. And what age were you when you left?
14.
Mm-hmm. And what did you go to do then?
I worked in a hotel from... September 39 till the day I joined up. I worked in the same place all the time.
Mm-hmm. And were you called up?
No.
Volunteered. You volunteered. Mm-hmm. Why did you volunteer?
Well, I had I'm the youngest of my mother's children, and my sister's husband was in the army, and my other two, one was in the Navy and one was in the Air Force, and I thought it was time I did something. Mm-hmm. And that's how it was.
You've been following the progress of the war, had you, with interest?
Well, yes, because I lived in Camberley, and as you know, Camberley and Sandhurst, it's all sort of the one army area. So, I mean, obviously, there was quite a lot. And in the hotel, we used to get a lot of officers from the Staff College. It was all in it.
So you wanted to go and join in this war?
Well, that's right, yeah.
So, where did you actually go to volunteer?
To Aldershot. Uh-huh, yeah. It was the nearest place to... Yeah.
Did you just turn up, or did you...
Yeah, no, I just...
Just rolled
there.
Yeah. What did they say to you?
Oh, he just took all the particulars and all the rest of it. Said you'll hear from us later, sort of thing.
And you then got a letter, did you?
Yeah.
What did your father think when you got that?
I don't think he took any notice, really. I mean, he was a soldier in the First War. And to say the rest of the family were doing it, as far as I was concerned, he just took it as a matter of course. Mm. It's going to happen sometime, so it might as well happen now, sort of thing.
So then you got a letter saying, report where?
Colchester.
Mm-hmm. So what was that? Did you go to travel one?
Yeah. I think so. Must have done.
Do you remember that journey there going there?
Not particularly, no. Mm. It was a train to London and then a train from London to Colchester, but I don't remember much about it.
So you arrived at the barracks. What was that like?
I don't really remember. Just joining up sort of thing, I don't remember anything. Mm. Particular about it.
Yeah. So you issued with a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then put in a barracks? Yes.
Yeah.
What was the barracks like?
Oh, it was big, it was a double block, if you like, but underneath was a cavalry place, so there were all the horses and stuff underneath, and then the barrack was over the top. Quite a big room. There must have been, I suppose it must have been 40 or something like that in there, wasn't there? Must have been something like that,
So, how did you take to army life? Because you hadn't done anything like that.
Well, I think it's one of those things you just get on with it, I was never one, at that stage, I was never one to be sort of awkward or, anything like that. So I just got on, did things. One or two talents off from different people for the sort of things that they understood, but we didn't, if you like. Never had much trouble with training, really.
Yeah. So how did you get used to sort of all the army ways of inspections and, you know, the ways you had to clean things and so on?
Well,
who taught you all that?
We had a sergeant obviously over the lot and corporals in charge who sort of, you know, and corporals lived in the barrack room whereas the sergeant was outside obviously, and they did most of the, you know, odds and ends, and the same with the weapon train and that sort of thing, although the sergeant obviously looked after drill and, you know, the bigger sort of things. He was the one that came in the morning and inspected the room sometimes.
What were inspections like?
Oh, I think they were... they were nothing like... I went back in 52 for 3 years, and they were nothing near as bad as what we used to give them in 52. I will say that.
How did you get on with the corporals and sergeants? I mean, were they
tough? No, didn't have much trouble with them, really. No trouble.
So the basic training, you did drilling.
Yeah, drilling and rifles and handguns and those sort of things. Yeah.
So what was the drilling like?
It was very awkward to start with. For some unknown reason, and I never found out why, I didn't know right from left. But of course, once I found it out, it was all right.
So you got shouted at a bit, did you?
Oh, probably a few times.
But you survived that?
I survived.
And what about your basic training, apart from the drilling? What weapons did they teach you?
They taught us the rifle, the Bren gun. I think we threw a few grenades and that sort of thing. And that was in the 6 weeks training, the basic training, those sort of things, and of course a bit of field craft, you know,
how to, sort of field craft,
well, just how to move on the ground and, you know, not be seen, you know, those type of things that you needed to know.
How effective, I mean, with the, you know, the benefit of hindsight and having gone into the field, as it were, how good was that training? Was it, you know, as useful as it could have been?
It probably was at that stage, because the longer you're in a job, the more you get to know it. And of course, when we went to battalion and started doing things there, it was different, but it was along the same sort of lines, if you know what I mean. So you're just carrying on the similar training to what you'd been doing.
So did you know what sort of job you were going to be doing? You were in an infantry regiment. You were going to be...
Towards the end of that, they had... they used to have an inspection where you had several things to do, and I don't know why, but, as a result of that, I went in a 3-inch mortar platoon afterwards, or did training with 3-inch mortars
after
the basic training.
Okay. So you did your 6 weeks basic training. Where did you go then?
It was stayed in the same place, but in a different part of the barracks.
Right.
Same.
Okay. So there you would sort of...
It was still in Colchester.
Past the initial bit, yes. So were you put in with soldiers who'd been for quite a long time? You know,
not there. We were staying. But, of the people there, different ones went to different sort of things. And although the blokes that were there I knew, it wasn't quite the same as the original lot.
So your training went on at Colchester?
Yes.
Yeah. How long were you there?
The second lot of training was 10 weeks. I remember that. And I'm not quite sure when we left there, but I think it was something like August of
43. Yeah.
I think.
Where did you go then?
We went to the first Ox and Bucks down at... Disbury in Wiltshire.
Right. So what was that like? So, I mean, you've been moved from one regiment to another. Did you like that?
At first, well, I think the difference being that we'd been done our ordinary training as heavy infantry, if you like, and we were going to light infantry, which is something completely different. They march a bit faster, apart from anything else. And I think at first it was different, and I think we were a bit against it, if you like. You know, if we'd been brought up in light infantry, we'd have sort of carried on. But once you sort of got used to the people and all the rest of it, then we were light infantry, and that was, you know, as easy as that.
Did it take you long to sort of develop loyalty to the ops and bumps?
Difficult to say. I don't really think so. I mean, I say after those first sort of few days and, you know, moaning all the way down there, of course, from Colchesterstone, that sort of thing. No, I think it. You know, you were in a unit and that was it. Finished, you know.
And you were with some of the same chaps?
A few of them.
Yeah. Do you remember which company you were in? Or?
Yeah, it was A Company.
A Company, right. So your training went on, so you were now light infantry, so what were they actually training you in?
Well, all you know, battle, you know, to go into battle, if you like. More,
what weapons did you learn?
The same sort of thing. I think we had, what's it called? Piat, amongst other things. I think we had a 2-inch mortar at times and that sort of thing. I never went actually back, well, apart from once, I only went back into the light infant, the 3-inch mortars for an exercise, if you like. But other than that, I never went back into them all the time I was in the 1st Battalion, funnily enough.
So, did you do much sort of fitness training?
Oh, yeah, did some of that.
What sort of things did you do?
Well, I don't know if we did much down at Tisbury, but, you know, as we moved sort of thing, so things changed and we were doing different things all the time. And when we were up at Faversham, I mean, we did quite a lot of marching there.
Did you do any things like boxing?
No, I as a young man, because of certain things, I never did any sort of training, no football, nothing like that.
Why was that?
I think it was the way my stepmother looked after us.
Right, you didn't play that sort of game. But were you fit enough in the army, or did you have to get yourself fit?
No, I don't think I was particularly fit. I don't think, you know, in general terms, I don't think I've ever been that fit, if you know what I mean. Always managed to do things, sort of thing, but never, you know, never bothered too much.
Did you do anti-gas precautions then?
Oh, yes, did that as well.
What was that like?
All right, until you had to wear a gas mask for 2 or 3 hours while you were just digging a hole in the ground. Well, it's not very easy if you've worn a gas mask and tried to dig a hole in the ground. Things like that. But we you know, it's like a lot of other things that you do. You just get on and, you know, do it sort of thing. And slip the mask off if nobody's around watching you sort of thing.
Did you get away with quite a lot then? I wouldn't
say that. No, learn to survive, that's the main thing. Yeah.
What was the accommodation like at Tisbury?
Tisbury was an ordinary army barrack, you know, square, the rounded huts, you know, the blocks they used, most of them down there.
Yeah.
A platoon in one hut, basically. So, you know, we were all friends together, so we were all right.
Was it fairly comfortable?
Compared to some of the places at the later stages, it was very comfortable.
What was the food like?
Well, it was all right, I suppose. You know, nothing. You know, at 17, 18 years old, you take anything that you can get, don't you? You know, when you get a bit older, you can be a bit more. You know. But at that time, I don't ever say I was ever hungry, but there are some times when I could probably have eaten more.
So what did you do in your spare time? There was a naffy there,
was there? Oh, there was a naffy, yeah. We used to go down there and drink cups of tea and all the rest of it.
What was the atmosphere like? Did you have any activities to do there?
I don't think there was much that I can remember that went on there. We just knock around together and, you know, things, but I don't think we did much there. I think later on when we got up to Faversham, I think we used to do more there. Tisbury is sort of a bit in the wild. It wouldn't be these days because everyone's got a car, but I mean, that time, I mean, I think we did go out a couple of times, but in general we stayed in the camp.
Did you go in? I mean, you said you went out a couple of times. Is that to the nearest town?
We went into Salisbury a couple of times, yeah. Different things. I mean, if you were on guard, say tonight, then tomorrow you'd have the day off, if you like, and then, you know, you could go out somewhere then. But of course, you know, three bob a day, you couldn't go very far, could you?
What was guard duty like?
Guard duty? Well, I think it was probably important in it's the first time you're sort of on your own, if you like, and doing guard duty at night with knowing all the things that you'd read and heard about and this, that and the other. You had to be a bit more careful probably than what they need to be today in, you know, doing guard in England. But no, it's never any real bother. It's just a question they get up in the middle of the night, you know. It's your turn, let's come on, you sort of thing.
Who were you guarding it against, did you think, at the time? Was it?
Well, guarding against the enemy, of course. I mean, yes, you were doing a guard because you had to do it, and of course you had to keep an eye out, you know. But I don't ever remember any officer or anything making any fuss about anything. It was always all right.
Yeah. Oh, so I mean, you weren't. Did they mention the IRA at all?
Oh no.
So, were there any sports or sort of recreations in particular that you did in your spare time at Tisbury?
I don't know. There was anything. There must have been football and that sort of thing, but as I say, I'd never been, never been brought up with it, so I just didn't bother. I can't remember what we did down there. I don't know.
So, how long were you at Tisbury?
We were only there three, four months, something like that, I think.
And then you went to?
We first went to Witney in Oxfordshire, hometown. And then we were only there a fairly short time. We went up to Faversham.
Right, okay. And what was Faversham like? Different sort of place?
Well, yeah, because we were, you know, bus ride into town was only quarter of an hour or something away. It was you were nearer to a town. But, of course, didn't have any more money, so it didn't make that much difference.
And what were you learning there?
We're still doing the same thing. Well, by then I was, or it must have been while I was there, I was made what they call platoon runner, whose job it is to help the officer and, you know, deliver messages and this sort of thing. And I had platoon storeman as well. You do the two jobs. So you look after things like the brain guns, and all those all sort of other things that a platoon would use, but only for your own platoon. All part of, you know, getting ready for going abroad, obviously.
So did you enjoy it at Faversham?
Oh yeah. I liked Faversham.
You enjoyed it all, did you?
There are obviously things that you remember, but that in general I quite liked it.
So your training went on in all aspects. Did you do schemes?
Yeah, quite a few of those. Well, the same. I think it depended where you were. What I didn't when we were at Tisbury, we were part of a tank unit, tank division, and of course doing schemes with them was a bit different from doing schemes because they had all the transport. You know, we had lorries and all that sort of thing too. So it made a difference in that respect, but I don't know. You just got on and did whatever sort of thing. I can't remember any anything sort of particular, but
And were other regiments or divisions or whatever involved in any of the schemes?
Oh yeah, some of them were, you know, bigger things, but in general, you know, it, although you were part of a bigger unit, you were tending to do your own sort of, you know, little thing yourselves, if you like.
So in the field, you would still be acting as the runner, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So who was the officer you were running for?
The one who was killed on the first operation was Mr. Green. He, the first operation that the unit did in Normandy, he was killed, unfortunately. Green, Mr. Yeah. Green.
And what was his rank?
A lieutenant.
Yeah.
Two.
So you met him first of all at Faversham?
Yeah. Mm. As far as I remember, yes.
Yeah. What sort of chap was he?
Oh, he was very nice. Mm. Nice young man, yeah.
Yeah. Because
you're
all very young,
I suppose he was young. Yeah, of course, the major in charge, he was older. He'd been in, came out from Dunkirk, and he was a bit of a, you know. But, Jepson.
Oh, right, yeah.
So he was all right, but, you know.
Not one of
you. Well, no. He's a bit older. Yes.
A bit older.
Oh, he was quite a, well, yeah, he would be. Well, yes.
Yeah. So, you worked obviously quite closely with Mr. Green. I mean, how much did you sort of treat each other as equals, or were you?
Oh, I don't think there was in those days there was no such thing as that. He was an officer, and we were privates, you know. And although, you know, one to one, yeah, but in general, he was the officer. He was in charge, sort of thing. That was it. And it never, you know, it because of the way I was brought up and because of the job I was doing, I think you just took that as you know, how things were.
Because the officers had very much better living conditions.
Oh, yeah. More money as well.
Yeah. More money, yeah. Did you resent it at the time?
I don't think so. I don't know that. One of those things it's probably now you might do, but I don't think I ever sort of took any notice of it.
So you went on training at Faversham until?
Something like, I suppose it was June in 44 when we moved from Faversham to a, I think they called it a forming up point or something like that before, you know, getting on the boat for France.
Do you remember where the forming up point was?
No.
So,
no, that was before that.
Yeah. So, you knew you were going to France?
Oh, yeah.
From a long way back? I mean,
well, I think so. I mean, you know, sort of more or less all the time you were in, sort of thing. You knew that, I mean, nobody could tell at that time what was going to happen, but as things went on, it was obvious that, you know, sometime something was going to happen.
So, was there an air of secrecy about, you know, when you might get instructions or something? Was it all sort of a sort of hush-hush sort of feel?
Oh, there was, I don't know there was any, you know, it just suddenly happened this one day. It was funny because it was a day off. The 6th of June was a day off. We didn't know, I mean, nobody knew, because I mean, you couldn't tell that. But then all of a sudden, you know, that morning, then we heard that this you know, thing had started.
So you'd no inkling beforehand
when it. Well, we you know, it was obviously, you know, but
had you
didn't
prepared
know.
Vehicles or anything?
No, I don't think we did that until afterwards. I don't think we did that until, I don't think so.
So you eventually went to Normandy. Do you know what day you went on?
Yeah, the 25th of June.
25th of June, right. So you went down to, was it Tilbury?
No, we went from New Haven.
So you went...
He went to the other one.
So you went by road?
Yes.
To New Haven, yeah. What was the site that greeted you when you got to the docks?
I don't really remember. I mean, we got there and got on the boat, you know, and you didn't sort of...
Yeah. Were you feeling excited or apprehensive? Or?
I don't know that I... Yeah. Don't know that I could, one way or the other sort of thing. We were going and that was it, you know.
What sort of ship did you go on?
I don't know. It had all the battalion on there, and I don't know how many others were on there. I don't know. We got across, well, nearly across sort of thing, and then we put on these landing barges to go in.
Could you hear any firing going on?
You could hear some noise, but, I mean, it wasn't by then. This was in the third week, wasn't it? You know, that they were in a, you know, a fair way sort of thing, so you didn't get anything. No, I can't remember anything like that sort of happening.
What time of day did you land?
Morning-ish. Because I remember getting out the barge and putting foot in water. But, you know, sort of one foot, and then back up on the sand sort of thing. Mm. I remember getting my feet wet, but, I mean, not enough to sort of worry about at the time. But.
So how organised was the beach you were?
Oh, I think, you know, from what you could see and the way we were moved, it must have been quite good by then. Mm. I mean, it wasn't like the early days when they first, because obviously they had to start it, didn't they? I mean, somebody had to do it. But
what did the local area look like as you landed? What did you see?
I don't know that. It didn't look as though some of the places that I saw afterwards would look like. There seemed to be more to me. There seemed to be more, you know, houses. But I didn't notice any, you know, damage done from guns or anything. So whether it was one of the places that, you know, I'm not saying there wasn't any, but it didn't look badly damaged.
Yeah, not so obvious, yeah. Did you see any of the local population?
We saw one or two, but, I mean, it didn't take much time. We weren't really interested.
So how did you proceed then? Were you putting lorries on? With your officer?
I don't think we went on lorries. I think we marched in so far, but I wouldn't be certain. I'm sure we didn't go on lorries. I'm sure we just marched in.
Yeah. And made camp.
And well, it yeah, you know, out in the open. Mm. There's no nothing else there.
Did you have any idea what your role would be?
Well, only the same as what we, you know, already learnt, if you like. Mm. Yeah, it's no different.
So how long were you relatively inactive, if I can put it that way, and moving forward?
I don't know. It couldn't have been very long, but I couldn't say how long. But one of the first things we did once we got to where we were, was about five or six of us had all our hair cut off to make things easier, because we knew we wouldn't be able to get you know, cleaned up and that sort of thing. It was a good thing and a bad thing, but still. We couldn't have been there that long. What had happened, the company commander had decided that he'd have all the platoon runners in company headquarters, and that made a little bit of difference, because then I wasn't away, you know, with the own people. But that didn't last all that long afterwards.
Why was that? Did he find it different?
I think he found it different. I think it was better. He had runners there of his own, so he could send to the platoon rather than sending us to the platoon and then, you know, having to go all the way back again, sort of thing. You know, I don't know. He had some, you know.
So, you weren't literally running, were you? Did you have
no. I had a bike, actually.
A bicycle.
I took a bike. Yeah. Never used it. Well, only once used it, but that wasn't for doing running either.
Yeah. So
it was no good. Yeah, I had a bike, but it was no good.
Yeah. So you literally ran, did you?
Walked anyway.
Yes. how busy were you kept as a runner?
I don't know. I mean, because in general, you probably had a couple of, you know, other jobs to do that other people, but then everybody had a job, you know, that's the thing. So you weren't, I mean I didn't take it, me in fact I thought I was better off being a runner than some of the riflemen were as riflemen, if you like. And being in platoon headquarters, you're a little bit behind the front blokes, if you know. when it's a shell attack, it doesn't matter. But, you know, there are times when you're a little bit